funny thing was that I didn't even have the house completely paid for, and I moved it to the battle. I re-subdivided the lots and moved that. Oh, I'm getting way ahead of myself here. After I finally got over the financial shock of making payments for that house, down payment, and making payments for it, and there was a nice big garage back there. It was bigger than the average two-car garage. It must have been close to 25 feet wide and maybe 20 feet deep, something like that. I went in there and put a partition down the center of it, and the door through from, well, I boarded up the overhead door, and anyway, they, on the north side of it, I cut a door through there that went into the living room, and on the west end of the living room was a small kitchen. I guess you'd call it a kitchenette, but it had a stove and sink and a refrigerator, and I put a bar between the, I built a bar between the kitchen and the living room so that they could eat there, didn't have to have a dining table, and the hot water heater was right there. And I made a mistake. I put a under-the-counter refrigerator there, and it didn't last too long, and it wasn't very big. So I bought another refrigerator and stuck it in there, full-size refrigerator. Remodeled the cabinets just a little bit. Over on the north side of the kitchen. I got the hiccups. I'm going to have to stop for a minute. And then after got the refrigerator in, well, the refrigerator came later. Anyway, on the south side of the garage, I put a window in there, and I cut a door through to go outside. And on the west side of the bedroom, I built a small bathroom. It had a shower and a stool and a wash bowl and a window that faced west. And on the east side of that bedroom, I built a wardrobe all the way across so that there was plenty of storage for hanging clothes and storage above, and there was an access to the attic up in that wardrobe. It was a real steep roof on the garage. Then the door that went out of the bedroom, there was a little patio. I made a patio out there so the people could go out there, and there was already a fence there. It had cracks in it, and I put boards over the cracks so that it was a secure little patio, and I think some of the people were even sunbathing out there in the nude, but that wasn't my business. They were paying the rent. Furnished it because it was such a small place, and then I let Napolitano rent it for me, and Napolitano Realty rent it for me, and I was amazed. I got, I think it was about $165 a month for that little place. Of course, they had to pay for their phone and they had to pay for their TV, but the gas and water was taken care of. I hooked the sewer up. I had to locate the sewer line that went from the front house to the alley and run my sewer line over to that sewer line and put into the old sewer and patch it up. And then on the front house, they, in order to make a washroom for them, I built at one end of the, on the east end of the patio, I built a little shed there, and I put a wood floor in it and put it up on concrete blocks and a wood floor, and I finished the outside with this T111 plywood, and I think I had a shed roof on it that went to shed it. It drained toward the east, and then I put a door in there, and of course I had to get electricity to it, and I had to get water to it, and get the sewer line. So there was another time when I had to locate the main sewer line and break it up. It was terracotta pipe. It was, the house was built in during the war in the 40s. So then I patched all that up, and that made a much better rental out of it, having a little wash. Worked a lot better having a washroom, and then they got the rents high enough to where there was some positive cash flow on that house. Well, now by that time, we had, I think by that time, somewhere in there, I had sold 939E. And that helped make the payment for 477B when we made our down payment on it. So then we had 942D and 942.5D and 938D, and then we had, there's the phone. Phone call was, if you're a good guy, you'll press 1 and listen to this, or you press 2 and listen to that. And I was such a good guy that I just hung up. Sorry. The place is up on D Avenue, and we had 465. And then, what was the place behind 465? And had 477B, and we had this little garage that I had remodeled into a, and I think that I asked those people to get a post office box, because I don't ever remember having an address for it, or might have called it 477.5, and I don't know where they got the mail, come to think of it. It was always a young couple that rented it, because everything was friendly for them except their food and phone and television. And then on the north side of that house, between the garage and my fence, I poured a big slab of concrete in there, and that gave them off-street parking. So they, and that was right there by their front door. I put a little eyebrow over the front door to, in case it was raining or something, they could stand there and unlock the door and without being out getting wet. Oh, you can tell that I was always doing something. That doing all this work on these houses was, on my houses, was my off time. I was always working at another job for a contractor or for myself. And then there would be a vacancy, and there was always something going on. It kept me pretty busy for a long, long time.